COVID-19. Questions and answers in this one-on-one conversation with Vista Radio Director of News, Wendy Gray.
Joining us today is Ontario's Associate Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Barbara Yaffe. Dr. Yaffe, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Dr. Yaffe, when the province rolled out its return to school plans, it became obvious that a lot of the onus of screening children for symptoms of COVID-19 is put on non-medical people, as in parents before school, principals during the day. It seems like a really heavy responsibility, especially when kids are subject to sniffles and upset tummies for a myriad of reasons. What and how do parents and principals tell the difference?
Well, that's a very good question. We know that the symptoms of COVID-19 can be very nonspecific. I mean, the common ones, the ones we always look for, are fever, cough, sore throat, trouble breathing, but they can have a myriad of other symptoms that can mimic lots of other things. That is true. Who knows their children better than the parents? So the parents will be given a checklist through the through their schools of what they should be looking for every morning with their child, and if there's any doubt that the child's not feeling well in any way, they should stay home. And similarly, for staff, they should be assessing their own health, and if they feel unwell, stay home. So that is, you know, yes, it's important, it's very important, but also through the school day, the teachers and staff are being trained on what to look for as well. And so if a child does become ill during the school day, they will be removed from the class, and the parents will be called to take them home.
Do you expect a high absentee rate? Because the symptoms are so similar to a common cold, do you expect there's going to be a high absenteeism?
Well, I understand the normal absenteeism rate in schools ranges around 9 or 10%, which is significant to begin with. The school boards and public health will be monitoring the absenteeism rate. If it goes up, that will be a signal that perhaps something unusual is going on. If a child is sent home ill, the parent should be consulting their primary care provider. And if there's any concern that it might be COVID, they should be getting tested. And if the test comes back positive, they will have to stay home for 14 days. From onset of illness. As well, the case will be reported to public health. Public health will connect with the school, and all the contacts of that child, their cohort in the class, the staff, the children in the class, will be sent home as contacts and will be offered testing. So we have a very good system in place of communication between the schools, public health, the parents. There will be nurses from public health attached to the schools, who can provide further information and guidance as well for parents.
Thank you, Dr. Yaffe. A lot of the parents you are speaking to live in rural areas, and busing is a must. How is transportation going to work when there are buses that run to different schools in rural Ontario? And when will parents actually find out about transportation services for their kids?
Yes, certainly there are children who will have to be bused to school, even not just rurally, locally as well in urban areas. I can't speak to the timing of when they'll be notified. That's up to the school boards. But, you know, I think everywhere that the children go, the school will be required to keep a list of all the other children and people, adults as well, who are on the bus or in the class, or in the pre- or post-school programs that the children are in, so that, yes, there might be more than just the class that needs to be notified if there's a case. That would be part of the information that the school would be able to provide to public health, and those children as well will have to potentially be sent home.
You touched on this in another question or another answer, but Dr. Yaffe, the other thing that really stood out in the plan was the fact that students with symptoms of COVID-19 are not being told that they have to have a mandatory COVID-19 test. Now, students have to have up-to-date immunization to go to school. So in the middle of a pandemic, symptomatic students are not required to have a test. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, and that, you know, certainly the policy may evolve and change as we experience whatever's to come in the fall. It's I think at this point we're saying that if the child has the symptoms of COVID, we're strongly encouraging testing. My feeling is that most people will want their child tested, even if we don't recommend it, just for a sense of, knowing what's going on. At this point, you know, we're looking at different testing modalities. The test that's normally done, the nasopharyngeal swab, is quite uncomfortable, and some people will not want their child to have it. And then those instances, we're saying the child will need to stay home. And hopefully, we'll get better tests soon that will involve not going as deep into the nose, even potentially saliva.
And how far away are we from that?
Well, I don't know the exact answer. I know we're very actively looking at those, and hopefully soon.
Okay, so we know that an outbreak in a long-term care home is declared after one staff or resident has a positive test result. Yes. Why was the decision made that it has to be two students in a school?
Well, historically, before this pandemic, we have always considered a minimum of two linked cases to define an outbreak in any facility, including long-term care. As we experienced COVID-19 spreading so quickly and so severely in long-term care facilities with that highly vulnerable population, we felt to be extra prudent and careful. We reduced it to one case. At this point, for schools, we're saying two lab-confirmed cases that are linked, that reasonably at least one of them had been acquired in the school. That means that there has been transmission of the infection in the school. That does not mean that we'll not take one case very seriously. We will. One case will be a very serious alert to public health and to the schools and to the parents. The information will be shared. The contacts of that child and this, you know, will be sent home, will be offered testing, and all the measures will be put in place.
This question is from one of our listeners, Dr. Yaffe, and I thought it was a great analogy. Why is a liquor store with a huge area limited to 10 customers at a time, all the staff protected behind plexiglass at the counter, but schools will have 30-odd kids with the little ones maskless packed into a poorly ventilated, regular-sized classroom? How do you justify that?
Yeah, well, I think that from a public health point of view, we are saying that in the school setting and in every setting, unless you're in the social bubble, the circle, you should try and stay at least 2 meters away from others unless you're wearing a mask. And yes, the protocol requires a mask for grade 4 and up, but we encourage a mask even for the younger kids, and some boards are requiring that. In terms of the ventilation, there has been, I think, some funding for that and activity happening. When the weather's nice, if the windows can open, that's great. But I think the most important thing is to make sure whatever ventilation system is in place in the school is functioning well. It's cleaned, it's maintained, and it's working. So, I think that obviously it's best to have less exposure to other people, but you have to also look at the benefits of going to school, the social, the health benefits from a mental and social well-being point of view, and the learning. So I think that many layers of protection have been built into this, and we are very carefully monitoring to see how we can make it better.
Dr. Yaffe, would you send your children to school?
My children are quite old at this point, but I definitely would, yes.
Yesterday, we heard Dr. David Williams say he is concerned about the rise in COVID-19 cases here in the province. 132 yesterday, 148 today. Dr. Williams said he has heard the new cases are centered around large social gatherings. And here we are. It's another long weekend just before school starts. Is the province's message of social distancing, social bubbling, and wearing face masks not getting through to people?
Well, you know, it's an ongoing challenge. I think it's been, I mean, this pandemic has been going on for quite a few months, and the weather has been nice. People like to get out. We have seen that I think the largest number of cases are in people around 20 to 40 or 50 years of age. So I think what we have to say is, yes, the numbers are going up. It's a concern. We know COVID-19 is still with us. It's in the community, and it spreads. And, you know, just because you feel well doesn't mean you haven't got it or you're not infected and asymptomatic, or you may pose a risk to others, and similarly others may pose a risk to you. So it's important to just make it part of your normal way of being to wear a mask when you're outdoors. If you can't assure that you're not going to be within 2 meters of other people, you wash your hands, don't go out if you're sick. All those boring messages that we have said over and over again, those are the most important things people can do to protect themselves and their others.
Dr. Yaffe, thank you very much for your time. I know we only had 10 minutes with you, and I want to respect your time. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
For breaking news and the latest local impacts, keep listening to This Vista Radio Station.